Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Welcome to the Dan Patrick Show, bringing you the biggest guests and best interviews.
We're talking to Andrew Brandt, the Monday Morning Quarterback columnist. If Jamal Adams called you for advice today, what would you tell him?
Once you get to trade demands, then you're not talking. Then it's kind of like baseball. Then you're just kind of in the corners. Yep. You know, can we get to a contract and not have him sit for 2 years waiting for that to happen?
Talking to Paul Feinbaum of the Mothership. If you ran Oklahoma State's athletic program, what would you do?
I would get rid of him. Really well known for one thing, Dan. He gave a memorable speech. I'm 40 and I'm a man. He's 50 now. And he's a buffoon.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave, this is Dan Patrick.
Hope you had a great weekend. Gang's all here, ready to go. A lot of topics to dive into. We'll talk to the commissioner of the SEC, Greg Sankey. He'll join us coming up a little bit. Adam Sandler will stop by in the final hour of the program. We'll talk to Nick Wright from Fox Sports. Your phone calls are always welcome. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like from over the weekend. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Say good morning to Chat Row, those watching on YouTube.com/TheDanPatrickShow, and of course, listening on our great radio affiliates around the country, numbering 362. College football world was shook over the weekend by reports of positive coronavirus tests throughout the nation. And you look at the two teams that met in the national title game less than 6 months ago. LSU had to quarantine 30 players. Clemson had over 20 players who tested positive. I don't know if anybody was hospitalized, but that's been the story all over as players return to facilities, putting the game of football aside, though. You hope everybody's okay in a situation like this. And with the college sports debate coming on the heels of the COVID-19 impact, get ready for the sports media to dip its toes into medical waters that they're not used to. And it's dangerous to do it. College football has an extra layer of intrigue, though, this year. Players are finding voices in a number of areas, and hopefully that'll lead to a new way in determining if they're going to feel safe. We saw this with UCLA. Some of their players were uncertain about Chip Kelly. I think they walked that back a little bit. But we would love to see college football go off without a hitch. But to do that, the sport that doesn't always have strong leadership at the top has to step up and be smart in the coming weeks and months. And that's why we wanted to talk to Greg Sankey of the SEC, because this is going to happen. And you start wonder, is this sort of the strategy of, hey, these kids are going to test positive and let's get it out of the way. And here we are in June. It sounds callous to say it that way, but you have to wonder if you're going to have these players get together. It's football. If you're going to get together, the number of, you know, student athletes are going to be getting together. And I've tried to remain cautiously optimistic. I don't want to be an alarmist. I'm just adding logic to this, reason to this. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen all over the country with players. Certain states that weren't hotspots are now hotspots. And now where does that go? You know, how big does this get? You know, I think we look at college football and say, well, we got time here. We don't. I mentioned this late last week. You know, the NFL looked like, oh, you got a lot of time here. You don't. You got football. You got a first game in August, which I don't see how it's played. I don't see how that Hall of Fame game is played. Do not. But you're going to have players reporting, and how are you going to be able to pull this off? And I just don't see it happening. Even the NBA. You know, he had these spikes, the test, and, you know, the number of cases in Florida. And it may not sound like a lot, you know, 4,000 new. But then it's 4,000 of who do they come in contact, who do they come in contact. And then you start to play connect the dots, the numbers games. You know, everybody says full speed ahead, the NBA, we're optimistic. Well, I mean, I don't think Adam Silver is going to come out and go, man, what are we thinking? I'm saying that, what are we thinking? But who am I? I said it before from the outset, continue to say it. We have to be cautious with this. We want everything to come back, and it's not going to come back to normal, or the new normal, as we like to say. You're going to have more of these tests, more of these spikes, more positive tests. But is this the logic? Is this the game plan? Bring them back, let them test positive. They're young, they're healthy, and you know, they're going to be quarantined with everybody else here. I don't know if that's the strategy, but it feels that way. So we'll talk to the SEC commissioner about what is going on. The other big story that was late last night, but certainly it is exploding today, has to do with Bubba Wallace, NASCAR driver. NASCAR's race at Talladega was canceled yesterday due to the rain, postponed. And it'll be run today at 3 o'clock this afternoon. So postponed due to the rain. And a noose was found in his garage where his car is. And he's the only full-time black driver in NASCAR's Cup Series. And he had been wearing Black Lives Matter on his car, his paint. He wore I Can't Breathe t-shirts. You know, he's been very outspoken. And I think it's been really illuminating that you've seen how NASCAR has changed overnight with saying we don't want the Confederate flag here, but there's always going to be outliers, you know, and when you realize what racism is fueled by ignorance and fear, I mean, that's what it comes down to. And I think that's what you're seeing. And, you know, Bubba Wallace had been doing so many great things and courage to stand up in that sport. And the noose was meant to put him in his place. Plain and simple. He sent out a tweet. This was late last night. Today's despicable act of racism and hatred leaves me incredibly saddened and serves as a painful reminder of how much farther we have to go as a society and how persistent we must be in the fight against racism. He's got to go out and race today. I can't imagine what his night must have been like. Now he's got to go out and race. And, you know, due to the COVID-19, you know, the restrictions that we have, there's very few people that would have access to his garage. I don't know Talladega. I don't want to act like I know Talladega. Paulie sent me some pictures of the garages, and they're really close to one another. And if somebody had a noose and was hiding it and was able to throw it on the floor, I don't even know where it was found, but that doesn't matter as far as where it was found. Somebody did it. Do we have cameras to be able to find out who this person is? Because this is a hate crime. Somebody's going to go to jail for this. It's a hate crime. Plain and simple. And NASCAR wants you to be comfortable. And I know it's easy to go, well, why did it take them so long? Man, let's look at progress here. You're right. I mean, evolving. We're all evolving. We're trying to evolve. We're trying to understand. Hell, I didn't know what Ole Miss meant last week. We're evolving. We're asking. We're reading. We're curious. We need to be. That's all. NASCAR, yes, it took them forever. But they did something. Ole Miss, that is what the slaves called the wife of, you know, the slave owner. The slave owner's wife was Ole Miss. I didn't know it. I truly did not know it. UNLV Running Rebels. I did not know that Reb was for a Confederate general. Didn't know. But now you evolve, you listen, you learn, you understand. We're trying to understand better. But I can't imagine that this true hero, Bubba Wallace, is a damn hero. Because that's not easy to do what he did. Now, you go to work today. He's there now. He's got a race at 3. He's walking in that garage. And I don't know what he could be thinking. But I hope the hell he wins. I don't root. I mean, I've rooted for Dale Jr. I've rooted for Denny Hamlin. I've rooted for certain guys in certain situations. Good God, I hope America is rooting for Bubba Wallace today. But that pressure, what that must be like. He said, you're not going to break me. And I'm not surprised he said that because I wouldn't think it would break him. But wow, you know, you got small-minded people who do this, and it's out of fear and ignorance. But, you know. And we're gonna see if we can get the right guest on. And you know, I'd love to have somebody who could tell me just what those garages are like at Talladega, because I've been to a couple of events, but you know, you don't take pictures like that, snapshots where you go, oh, that's right. You know, Paulie sent me pictures of Talladega. I mean, it's like an airplane hangar with all of these different garages. You have your separate little, you know, spaces there. Your car is next to you. Basically police each other because the drivers are right next to one another. Your car next to the other one, but people have access to that. And even if we've limited this greatly, the access that people have because of the pandemic, there's still some people who could come in, the cleaning people, crew, you know, NASCAR, you know, I think is referring to this as an inside job. I would think it would have to be from the standpoint of how many people would have access to this and what kind of camera coverage would you have, because you have hundreds of thousands of dollars in those garages. But the exterior cameras, I'm going to guess it's only a matter of time before we find out who this is. But that person should go to jail. That's a hate crime. Say good morning to the Danettes. Hey, Paulie.
Dan, I just put together a couple of different reports from different NASCAR reporters. The garages at most NASCAR events, there's about 15 people per team. That's what some of the reporters are saying. If you look, there's over 40 teams. So you're looking at 500 or 600 team employees just on the property that all have access. They don't really hang out in each other's garages, but they could, and they're open air. It's basically 40 open air garages. Talladega specifically has a garage fan experience, but the reports are that it was not open yesterday because of the rainout. but usually they would have a controlled atmosphere where fans can walk by behind a barrier and see the garage. As they said, that was not going on yesterday. But between track officials, people who are bringing water and other services, they said there was upwards of 800 people who had access to the garages during the day yesterday.
And somebody could sneak a noose in, you know, if somebody had a fire suit on. I mean, I don't think that would be difficult to be able to get it in there. The question is, how many people are there and do you have cameras there? And I'm sure that there are drivers on both sides of Bubba Wallace's car. Was anybody else there? Did anybody else see anything? But he's got to go out and race today. I didn't see the weather at Talladega, but he has to go out and race today. And it might be delayed again today. I don't know, but I can't imagine that. Can't imagine that. And all of the positivity that had happened with NASCAR, with Bubba Wallace, and then this. And I know it's one person, and maybe it's not one person, but it's one person who did this. I don't know. It's like a punch in the stomach where you go, come on, come on. All right. So, you know, Paulie and Fritzy are working on getting the right guest here. I just want somebody who can move this forward. I think, you know, we're all bothered by this. But I want to have somebody who can help us understand a little bit more of just the proximity of everything, because we all know it's wrong. And I'll be watching a NASCAR race today. I wasn't planning on it, but I will be today if they're able to. A rough weekend for college football, as I mentioned, with the athletes. Baseball, no progress. You know, it goes back to what I keep telling you. This is all scripted here. The one thing baseball has to be aware of, even if you get the players to cave in and play your 50 games and give them the money and it's prorated and it's whatever it is, you divvy it up, you better get your damn act together on the virus and being able to come back and play. That hadn't even been talked about. Hey, let's go down to spring training. Hey, let's go down to Florida. Oh, we got some guys who are testing positive here. It's 9:15 on a Monday. I had a good weekend. I can't be this upset this early. Let me take a break. This program brought to you by LegalZoom. Need to make it legal? Make it LegalZoom.com. Visit LegalZoom.com today for more information. They're not a law firm, but you don't have to leave your home. You get a network of attorneys here to help you, giving you the legal advice that you need. We'll take a break. We'll talk to the SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey on all these positive tests. Also, Ole Miss in that situation with the Confederate flag. What's the SEC going to do? Find out next. It's 15 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
We'll come up with a poll question. Got a stat of the day, play of the day, all of that coming up. Your phone calls, once again, you know, I love to have fun on this show, but there are times when we just aren't going to. And, you know, we started that way, certainly with what happened with the football players testing positive, what happened at Talladega with Bubba Wallace. But best and worst of the weekend. I'll let you guys tell me what you liked, you didn't like. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. He's the commissioner of the SEC. Greg Sankey's back with us. Commissioner, thanks for joining us. How would you recap the weekend in the SEC?
Well, I'll try not to add to your frustration on a Monday morning. How about if I start there? You know, really, with the issues of the day, you go back to a statement I made Thursday night about being past time for change to the state flag in Mississippi. You saw, just to cover all the bases, reports about quarantining around COVID-19 on some of our campuses. Not necessarily all positive tests, but I think we have to be intentional about how we communicate. Saturday, in fact, it wasn't until Sunday, I saw a group of football players from Ole Miss post a video, take a stand on the need for change on a monument that appears in the square in Oxford. So I think that's real life in 2020, isn't it? That's exactly the type of issues we're dealing with. It's unprecedented in some ways, but a reality that change is a constant in our life, whether we want to acknowledge that change or not.
Can Ole Miss continue to be Ole Miss?
Sure. I think that's up to them. There's a lot going on right now in those conversations. I think I look at it, my responsibility is as a conference commissioner, because we have so much that can go on. We have championships. We'll go out to bid soon. We have others that rotate. That I needed to take that stand. And I know that their chancellor and their campus leadership has worked hard on these issues. And when you have things in place for years, sometimes it takes time to work through everything. Go back to, you know, the banning of sticks as a way to deal with the flag issue back in the 90s. And that was the leadership needed then. And we've got a different type of leadership expectation now.
the number of positive tests over the weekend. I don't. Can you explain the process? Do coaches have to tell you what has happened on their campus with their football teams?
No, we don't rely on our coaches for that information. We have a weekly call with a medical advisory committee, a group we've been working with for several months now. And those are medical leaders tied either to their athletics program or the university. So we'll receive updates there. And again, I think that's where it's important to understand there's testing outcomes, and then there is essentially tracing outcomes where, because of potential contacts, quarantining takes place, even though someone may not have tested positive for COVID-19.
What kind of options are you looking at for the season?
Yeah, I describe this as a marathon. And really, I caught the end of your previous segment on the return to activities that may or may not happen in Major League Baseball or in other sports. I know they're all preparing for that. We're living that reality. We're dealing literally with voluntary athletic-related activities. And we know that within our facilities, we can provide the kind of care and oversight that guides people in the right way, keeps them healthy. We're also learning that 19 and 20-year-olds will do what 19 and 20-year-olds do, and that is maybe not listen to all the advice that exists. I think their immunity level or their strength and conditioning can prevent them from being having a positive test or contracting the virus. And I think that's a lesson that everyone still has to learn, that the discussions about masks and how we maintain our health, these are real issues that help us move forward. We're still months away from what could be the potential kickoff. That's our focus. But as I've said repeatedly, we have to prepare to adjust to the circumstances, just like we're adjusting right now after the last 4 or 5 days.
What will those adjustments, what are the possibilities? And maybe you don't want to get into hypotheticals, to be fair to you, but I'm everybody's optimistic about this, Commissioner, but man, I don't know. I have serious doubts about how we're going to pull any of this off. I really am.
And nobody on my side of the microphone when you're asked questions has been overly optimistic, and I'm certainly realistic. It is a marathon, and I don't know where the finish line is. And in my life, I finished 41 marathons, and at least I knew, with the exception of one where they mismeasured, that the finish line was 26.2 miles. You can imagine my frustration. How I knew it felt longer than it was. And here we know there's a finish line, but where is it? And so, Dan, I have to look at this as each step. And a couple of weeks ago, we opened up our athletic facilities again, voluntary activities. What you're seeing now in the news is a reaction to the plans that were put in place. Today's another milestone. The NCAA made a decision to allow an elevated level of practice, I'll call it, come July 13th. I think that's the next stage. And right around that time, we'll have to come to some conclusions on whether we can move forward as planned or not.
Was this planned, or this was expected, that you would have these kids test positive?
Well, it was prepared for it. The goal was never to expect zero. That's just not reality around us. The plan was test when they arrive. We had positive tests when people came back. And we have embedded medical professionals in our athletics program. That's part of what I think gets missed, is the level of care provided for young people on our campuses on a daily basis. And then there was preparation for the what ifs. And so those hypotheticals that I have avoided answering are very much a part of planning. What do we do if a bunch of people go to a party where someone tests positive? You're going to be in quarantine. What do we do if there's a positive test? What do we do when they come back? How many people can be allowed in a facility? What is the spacing? What is the expectation when you walk in and leave? What is the continuing reinforcement about the education provided that, well, you made it through 1 week, doesn't mean you'll make it through two unless you take care of yourselves. And there are no guarantees. You can go back to March, where we all thought we were playing basketball tournaments and March Madness would happen. And we made assumptions, and we have fewer assumptions made. And that's why we have to prepare for a whole set of contingencies.
We talked about it last time. And if you can give me an update, will the SEC maybe just have conference games? Is the game plan to have just conference games, or is it a full slate?
We've gone through, I think we're just short of 20 scenarios. The plan, the focus is to prepare to play as scheduled and then to pivot off of that. And there are any number of options that could allow an entire schedule to be played, both conference and non-conference. But everybody in this country has to be a part of that at the collegiate level. That's just a little bit more complex than, say, the NFL putting its schedule out or delaying, because all of those things are controlled by a central entity. So I think we'll keep that focus, but we'll plan for contingencies that could be, you know, probably anything you read about from a speculative standpoint.
Maybe just Alabama and LSU play 12 times. How's that?
You know, I can take one of those a year. I assure you, one of those a year. Imagine the stress level in my life varies. Right now, it's an odd summer of stress, but I don't know about one of those every week.
Commissioner, thank you. We appreciate your time, and good luck.
Well, I appreciate the continued conversation. Thank you.
That's Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC. Phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. McLevin, you have a poll question for me today.
Yeah, I have a bunch of them ranging from serious to not so serious.
Let's start not so serious.
Okay. How disappointing was Father's Day? See, I know my wife is not listening this
morning. Wait, are you saying that's not serious?
Oh, yeah, that was the less serious. I guess that's my way of asking, how was your Father's Day, and mildly, passive-aggressively complaining about mine.
All right, let's get it over with. Let's just get it out, McLovin.
I don't know. It just wasn't what I expected. It never, ever is. I have expectations of what Father's Day is going to be, and no matter what happens, I feel disappointed. I'll be honest.
Paulie has a theory.
I have a theory that all of us as dads, I think, and I know I do this. My wife goes, what do you want for Father's Day? What do you want to do? I'm like, I don't need anything. I got everything. This is awesome. What about, do you want to go out and eat? I'm like, let's just get some dogs and burgers and brats and grill, make it nice and easy. Then Father's Day comes, and it's exactly what I asked for. No big presents. No big hubbub. And I'm like, oh, that's it, huh? No one's running around cheering. No signs on the, there's no banners up.
Yeah, but when it's your wife and she says, don't do anything for me for Mother's Day, we go above and beyond the call of duty.
Yeah, we're experts.
Yes, because we know we're supposed to do that. But the women take us at our word.
They do what we ask.
I don't need anything. Beer doesn't even have to be cold, hon. I'm good. I don't care.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever. It's not, no big deal.
Well, I had to share Father's Day with my daughter's birthday. Ugh. So I really got kicked to the curb. It was, you know, happy birthday. Oh, yeah, and happy Father's Day. And I went, all right. I didn't get anything. I didn't get a card.
A card?
I didn't get a card.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's over, Johnny.
I took an offer. I went 0-for-5, yeah, with my wife and my four kids.
Dang,
I went 0-for-5. I got nothing. Yeah, McLovin.
Did you get a random text from friends saying Happy Father's Day? I got like four of those.
Yeah, yeah. No, I got that.
Yeah, that didn't do anything for me.
Huh. Yeah, Fritzy.
Not even a repurposed card from the drawer from, you know, years past?
No.
We went out to, well, we didn't go out. We went to pick up dinner at one of my favorite Italian restaurants and brought that back last night, which was nice.
I got Sbarro?
Got a couple of cards.
Sbarro.
That was my second choice. And it was actually very nice. We went as a family on a nice little walk around the neighborhood and got some sun. And I got some big thermos because my wife knows I like to walk a lot these days. That keeps the ice nice and cold. And I also had asked for a grooming kit. We don't have to get into the details of that. I had a little incident last night about my reaction to the grooming kit that I got as another Father's Day gift.
Mm.
I got a little aggressive. I'll leave it at that.
What part of you needs groomed?
There were some areas that I wanted to clean up a little manscaping, and I'm like, I had to lather myself in like desitin and aloe vera for a good portion of the night last night. I just got a little too excited.
Whose choice was it?
No, it was mine. I told her that it's something that I wanted. I, you know, if she would have said it, I would have been a little uncomfortable with that. I would have been like, what are you saying? Like I'm some kind of like hairy monster or something like that. But I cleaned myself up, and next thing I knew, there was rashes and blistering and stuff.
Happy Father's Day.
What else do you have, McLovin?
By the way, it started off so nice going to an Italian restaurant and went there.
Because it always goes there.
Yeah.
It never doesn't go there.
Every story ends up at Todd's Groin.
It's food and Todd's Groin.
And it wasn't even bowel related this time. This was the other side.
What else do you have, McLovin?
Okay, do you want the Dak Prescott poll or the obligatory, are we going to have an MLB season poll?
Oh, God.
How about Dak Prescott? Okay. He's going to sign his tender today.
Yeah, America's long nightmare is not over because he signed this, and then we're going to wait and see if he's going to sign a long-term contract. But I thought that maybe if he signed that four-year deal, I know they want a five-year. He wants four so he can get back into the free agency market before he's 30. I understand that logic, but I thought maybe if he signs that long-term deal, then we don't have to hear about Dak Prescott. Is Dak Prescott, what's he worth? Is he going to be worth $40 million? Here he is at 31, and then if they franchise him next year, it's 37. But the Cowboys are going to sign him. The question is it a 4 or 5 year deal? Yeah, McLeod.
Here's my question. Without looking at a single number or even setting it, when I ask you, is Dak Prescott a top 10 quarterback, what's your answer?
I would say no. I don't think he'll ever be able to put up the numbers to validate his contract in a lot of people's eyes. But that doesn't mean he's not worth it. It's just, I think you'll look at his numbers and you'll go, oh, okay. 27-9 interceptions. Okay. I want to see if they can win. That's all I care about. Dak Prescott, I think he'll validate those numbers by winning. I don't think we're going to see a season where you go, oh, my God, he's going to throw 40 touchdown passes. And I think people will look at him and go, he didn't really live up to that contract. He'll live up to the contract by winning, not putting up gaudy numbers. Yeah, Paul.
It seems like the Cowboys, they're going to have $30 million plus a year in a good quarterback. You just said a lot of people don't think he's a great quarterback. And they also have their running back, whose best years are probably behind him. They gave him a 6-year contract. Yeah. He'll be making $18 million a year in 4 years, unless they cut him.
They gave Amari Cooper $100 million. Like, everybody got paid. This is, it better go well in the next 3 years for the Cowboys, or it's going to be ugly. But that, Jerry, obviously he wants that Super Bowl. He wants one more Super Bowl. And he wants to prove that he can do it. He doesn't need Jimmy Johnson or some of these other, I don't need Troy and Emmett and Michael. I can do it on my own. And then you're going, okay, good luck with that. And he does pay everybody. So Dak Prescott, just the next guy up. In 3 years from now, we'll look back and go, oh, okay, Dak's making whatever. And that's the way it happens. How many times did we go, like, this incredulous reaction to a salary? You go, can you believe that guy's making? And then we just move on. And then we'll move on from the next guy and the next guy. Watson will be next up. And then Mahomes. Yeah, McLovin.
Another poll. Okay. Another guy who wants to get paid, Jamal Adams, jet safety.
Yeah.
If you're a teammate of Jamal Adams, he said over the week, there was a video of him saying, I'm trying to get to Dallas.
Yeah.
Are you angry with him, or are you saying, take me with you? In other words, you be like, yeah, dude, I get it.
I don't know Jamal Adams. Doesn't seem like he's happy. Jets don't want to pay him. Jets don't have any star players. If I'm Jamal Adams, do I want to be in a place that now doesn't value what I do, and that is being one of the better safeties in the sport? That's part of the problem. It's a position that we don't care about. He basically is a guy who creeps up for blitzes and stopping the run. Okay, do you want to spend your most of your money on a guy like that, or that's your featured guy? Not exactly bringing fans to the stands when we're able to go to a game. Hey, can't wait to watch Jamal Adams. He's a really good player. But if the team doesn't value you at that position, then it would be time to move on. Yeah, McLovin.
But the whole league doesn't value that. The highest
paid. Well, Dallas might.
Well, I was wondering, you just said all the guys are paying. How can they pay Jamal Adams $20 million on top of all those other guys?
I don't know. But I want whoever's doing their books to do my taxes, because I think I might I might be able to get a little bit more on the IRS. What else do you have, McLovin?
Okay, this is not meant to be mean, but how many people knew that both the Belmont Stakes and the ESPYs were this weekend? Because I kind of vaguely knew, but without watching live sports to promote it, I wasn't as aware of it as I usually am.
I wasn't aware of the ESPYs because I haven't been watching ESPN because there hasn't been anything on that you would normally tune in for. Belmont, I only knew because I picked up the New York Daily News and they had a spread about that and the horses in it. And that was the only reason why I knew the Belmont Stakes were going to be run. Yeah, McLovin.
I just turned to McLovin. I said, the Belmont was really this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't turn on the TV from Friday since I left.
Yeah, the favorite one.
I thought he was joking.
No, the Belmont.
I love the Belmont. I missed it. Where are you guys?
Well, but I love that the Belmont. See, this would have been where the Belmont was going to get some recognition, because the Belmont doesn't get recognition. It's always, hey, you won the first two legs. Let's watch the Belmont. Oh, the Kentucky Derby winner lost the Preakness. We don't care about the Belmont. Oh, the horse that didn't win the Derby won the Preakness. We're not going to watch the Belmont. We watch the Belmont if we think there's history, but that's about it, it feels like. And now you have it where you go, hey, the Belmont, you got the whole weekend to yourself, aside from golf. And there was I think the ESPYs might have been less publicized I think that was strategic on ESPN's part. They probably did it, you know, although they had a lot of really important moments there last night with Russell Wilson Jr. III and Megan Rapinoe, Sue Bird. But it was hard to put it all together. They had a beautiful tribute to Maura Mant, who was really the genius behind the ESPYs, tireless worker who passed away. But, I watched some of it. I wanted to hear Malcolm Jenkins. And there were moments there that you forget. And that's what's great about the ESPYs. They allow you to think back on or reflect back or watch some of these events that took place in the calendar year. But I wasn't too up to date on the ESPYs being last night, and certainly with the Belmont. All right, we'll take a break. Phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. 877-3DP show. Got our play of the day coming up next here. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
We'll check in with NASCAR coming up at the top of the hour. A little bit more of what happened yesterday. The race is this afternoon, weather permitting. And some more details about Bubba Wallace and his stall in the garage where they found a noose. I'm just curious the number of people that had access to that area and what is the camera coverage there. Because that's a hate crime and somebody's going to go to jail for it. I was mentioning Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott had 30 touchdowns last year. Now, that's second most in team history. I just don't know if he's going to put up gaudy numbers because they are a run-first team, or at least they've been built that way. Here is the biggest problem I have with Dak Prescott. In 8 wins last year, he threw 22 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. His quarterback rating was 120. And here we go with the 8 losses. 8 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, an 83% quarterback rating. Yeah, McLovin.
Remember we used to blame everything on Jason Garrett, though? Maybe a new coach will change it. I don't know. I mean,
Well, they better.
Aaron Rodgers' numbers were better with Mike McCarthy than they were with Matt LaFleur. So maybe this sets up well for Dak and his style. He seems like a West Coast kind of quarterback.
I think Mike McCarthy will be great for Dak Prescott. But it's more of the play calling. I think that's important. And I like Dak Prescott. Like if you said he's my quarterback moving forward, I'm fine with that. I think he's a good quarterback. I just need him to be great at times. And you saw with those 8 losses, he wasn't even good. He wasn't even average. Yeah, McLovin.
Doesn't a lot depend on Zeke, too? When defense is half, when he's doing well, they do well, right? You've always said run and defense.
Well, that play action. When you have play action, then that frees everybody up. And they have weapons there. And then they go out and get CeeDee Lamb. I expect them to, but I expected that 2 years ago and last year. I mean, I thought that they had the talent to go to the Super Bowl last year. I really, really did. They couldn't even win the division. In that division. Yeah, Paul.
Jason Garrett's going into year. What year do you think Jason Garrett is going into as Dallas Cowboys head coach? First number that pops in your head.
What do you mean?
How many years has he been there as the Dallas Cowboys head coach, Jason Garrett?
Well, he's not there.
No, but he made it 11 years.
Yeah.
Like, he was there for 11 years.
Yeah, well, he's not there now.
I know, but what I'm saying is like he made it 11. That's second only to Landry. Then remember they had him for years there. They had a 4-12 season, I think, in 2015, and that was their chance to get out. But he's the second most tenured coach in that team's history. No one else has been there more than 5 years.
Yeah. For some reason, Jerry Jones wanted to keep him, and he had an ample opportunity to get rid of him. And now he's with the Giants. Sean in Indiana. Hey, Sean, what do you have for me today?
Danny, good morning. I got a best and worst for you. Saturday was my birthday, so I had a great weekend overall, pampered both days. But on Saturday, my 8-year-old had a baseball game, and he hit for a single, double, and triple. And they were legit shots. The worst of the weekend was on his 4th at-bat, he was on deck, and the kid before him hit so that we got too many runs in the inning, and my son never got another at-bat in the game to hit for the cycle.
That can't be a bad day, Sean.
Well, no, I mean, it was still a good day. I was proud of him and stuff, but we were all disappointed because his triple, like, landed just before the fence.
Wait, how old is he,
and
Sean?
I think he's 8.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I think you'll have a chance again, though, Sean. Thank you. Like, if that's your bad day, I would have taken if my son had a single, let alone the double and triple. Ryan in South Carolina. Hi, Ryan. What do you have?
Hey, 5'7", 170. Good morning. My best of the weekend. After plenty of meat Fridays, me and my brother got my father a Traeger pellet grill.
Awesome. Awesome.
And then my worst of the weekend, it was a great weekend until late last night, I read about the Bubba Wallace situation, and I just hope, for my peers' sake, I hope it hits home that with this one, especially because you just get to see that even at a high level like NASCAR, he still has to deal with that on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to talk to Dave Moody, lead turn announcer for Motor Racing Network, and he hosts SiriusXM Speedway, just to get his thoughts on this. Because I'm just curious about the proximity of Talladega with how many people have access to this. And is there camera? I have to imagine that the amount of money that's in each one of these stalls, I would bring my own camera. Like, I would have Simply Safe. I could put those cameras in there, and then it would go to my phone. If my car is in there, and I haven't heard if NASCAR says we have camera coverage at Talladega, but we'll find out. We'll have that coming up at the top of the hour. Also, I'm having Nick Wright on. I think he's a really talented host with Fox Sports, but he's I think the last sports announcer to have a conversation with Colin Kaepernick. And I want to know how optimistic Nick is. And Nick, you know, I guess defines their relationship as a friendship. So he calls Colin Kaepernick his friend. And I wanted to have Nick on talk about that. How optimistic is he that Colin Kaepernick is going to get a chance? Adam Sandler, what was it, 30 years ago this week, he started at Saturday Night Live?
To the day.
So Sandman will join us. I got to ask him about that project, that basketball project that he's working with LeBron James on. 1 hour in the books, 2 more to go.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time weather gets a little bit warmer, all of a sudden the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.